This is Will's Band of the Week for January 21st, 2024. Hello, and welcome to another edition of Will's Band of the Week. This is Will, along with Craig from the upgraded Ipswich Studios.
Here I am. I spent my $10,000 studio upgrade.
It's beautiful. Sounds good. Looks good. It's all good.
And one of the upgrades we've made is the broadband provider came to plug us in to the new fiber broadband for this house, because it didn't have fiber before. And literally, I'll do this in feet for the American listeners. Probably 3 feet from where I am is where the fiber comes into the house and the router's there. So I've got 150 megabytes per second download speed. So I should be sounding very clear now for the listeners.
You're sounding very good so far. We'll see how long it lasts. But, you know, with that significant of a studio upgrade, it should be good.
Mm-hmm. I just need a cutout of Ron Swanson behind me to complete the studio.
Right. There's no Ron Swanson. There's no... What would be a similar fun cutout you could have? Morrissey looking over you?
Well, he's a little bit racist these days.
Right.
Perhaps who would be good? Paul Weller.
Yeah, a Paul Weller cutout. Search that.
I'll see if I can do it.
Search that on the internet. Life-size Paul Weller.
I don't think there's much call for such things.
No, probably not. Although you don't want to have a common thing, right?
No, that's true. The rarer, the better.
Like, I have this flannel shirt, and about, I don't know, 4 or 5 years ago, I realized Barrett has the same flannel shirt. And I was in a store the other day, and there's a whole rack of the same flannel shirt. It's like a popular design, I guess. It's like gray with some like black and red sort of plaid on it. It's like, you can't have it that common, right? They should change up the design a little bit.
I worry about this. When you go to the high street stores and you see those whole racks of the same item, you think, if I buy this, I'm going to bump into someone else wearing this item of clothing. It's very few things in life which could be more excruciatingly embarrassing.
Unless you're both wearing Will's Band of the Week shirts, then that's a sign of incredible bonding, right?
Yeah, totally acceptable.
All right. We have you probably have, I'm thinking, like an hour's worth of live reports, probably, since we talked to you last. I was thinking, you know, you didn't do a top 10 albums list. And as I was going through, you know, how are we going to do all these end-of-year things, one of the things I thought about, and I didn't really follow up with you, but you probably could have done it with regard to live shows, like ranked them.
Well, I would have wanted to do that, and I realized also I probably could have done a semblance of albums too, because there's one we're going to talk about today, which was very good from last year. There's the Tubbs.
Mm-hmm.
There's that band from Philadelphia, which I was chatting to you about on the pre-production.
Is that,
see if I can find, is that their name.
They are gutting a body of water?
Oh no, they are from Philadelphia. Let me see if I can find this here. I never listened to it. Purling Hiss.
Oh, right. Yeah. Yeah.
I was listening to, I forget now, probably one of the albums we're preparing for today. And then, you know, when Spotify goes into its sort of random autoplay, when you finish the one album you're listening to, it just goes off and plays random stuff.
Hmm.
And it played, for me, after I listened to two songs from RBG, The Tubbs, Purling Hiss. And so there was some good stuff last year.
Okay, I'm going to have to be a little more demanding at the end of 2024 to make sure we get some kind of end-of-year summary from you.
Yeah, I need to be held to task.
Yep. For now, we're gonna do this. how do you even edit them down to a reasonable number of live reports?
Well, I'm not going to go back into last year. I'm just going to go with what... I've only been to one show so far in 2024. So let's just talk about that.
Okay.
Because, yeah, we don't, no, last year's old news now.
That's true.
Let's look forward.
Yeah, 2024, here we come.
You may remember in January 2020, goodness, we know what happened 2 months later, or maybe a few weeks later.
Uh-huh, yeah.
But there is an annual series of concerts at my favorite venue in London, the Lexington. And the annual series is called The Winter Sprinter. And it's the origination of this, well, it was... A record label called Track and Field used to put it on, hence Winter Sprinter, keeping the athletics connection. But that's the Track and Field is finished now, but still the Winter Sprinter name lives on. And they do, because January is kind of slow and no one really goes out, and venues don't really have much happening because there's no records yet and bands aren't really touring or anything because it's just after Christmas. That's the reason of having these concerts Thursday, Friday, Saturday. Maybe, I think it's four actually, Wednesday, Thursday, Friday, Saturday, in the second week of the year. And January 2020, I was on here, we talked about an album by the Just Jones, and we had just been to the Winter Sprinter to see the Just Jones play a headline show. It was always very fun. And guess what happened? 2 weeks ago, the Just Jones were back at the Winter Sprinter again for their, it's not quite annual, it's not quite biannual, maybe every two or three years they'll play a headline show at this series. So it's good to have them back. They are from Glasgow, people may remember, and it's, how would you describe it? Very witty lyrics about unrequited love, basically, I think, and drinking a lot at university and things like that. But it's kind of lo-fi, indie, but they just do it so well. I think the lyrics being so witty and so well observed helps. So there we go, that's kind of the report, just to say that the Just Jones are still a going concern. Still good to see them appearing in London, yeah, once every 2 or 3 years.
I have their 2020 album in my collection. I just looked, because I know I listened to them.
Mm.
But and I have a favorable impression. You know how you don't really remember specifics sometimes about a band, but you know when you hear that name, it means something good? that's kind of how I think of them. So, cool.
Something else, a couple of other things that are notable. When they see, it's a brother and sister, David and Katie, who are the songwriters and singers. And they retain their really thick Scottish accent. Not every band from a place sounds obviously like they are from the place. Sometimes you just don't know. But I think it's really nice when they do. Something I always notice and enjoy. So that's good. And they also played maybe 3 or 4 new songs, which sounded, totally... upkeep and standard and quality just slotted straight into the set alongside the old stuff. So that's kind of bodes well for another new album to come, hopefully.
Great.
So there we go. Live report of the year, number one.
Oh, that's a good start to 2024. So, I have some tickets. So there's going to be some shows in 2024 and two festivals on the horizon for me. So should be interesting. I'll accumulate some live reports at some point.
We learned an email came around this week from the Lexington on their mailing list saying they're 15 years old, which I hadn't realized. Mm. I thought they'd been going much longer, the venue.
Mm.
But it must have, about the time I started going to concerts in London, they were starting up, and they're going to have a series of concerts this year to celebrate their 15th anniversary. So I'm looking forward to seeing. They said they're going to bring back some of their old favorites, which probably that bodes very well. So I'm looking out to see who's going to be playing.
We've talked about this before, but I can't remember. If you go to see a show in London, can you get a train back to Ipswich the same night, or do you usually stay overnight?
Yeah, a mixture. If we're working in London the next day, then it can be easier to stay, but it is possible to get home. And if it's a Saturday, we probably would, because then you're at home Sunday morning, which is just more convenient. And it doesn't matter going to bed so late Saturday night. But you get home about 1 in the morning, so it's kind of tricky if it's midweek.
But if it's on a train, at least you don't have to drive. You know, it's like
I
never come back the same day from Chicago, and sometimes I do from Milwaukee, but it's a little bit. It's about an hour and a half drive to and from Milwaukee, so
yeah,
it gets to be pretty late for driving.
How are things since the COVID and the reopening? Shows tend to finish maybe half an hour earlier here. It's rare that something's pushing up to 11 p.m. finish. So things usually finish at 10:30. So that's a bit better midweek. I don't know if it's the same there.
I haven't noticed a change since COVID, but I think 10:30-ish, at least if it's a weeknight, is pretty common here.
Yeah.
Yep. And then, of course,
more considerate for the aging rockers.
Exactly. And of course, if it's a Madison show, we're usually literally a 10-minute drive. So it's like, yeah, it's like nothing, you know. It's kind of cool. So, all right, very good. Get those live reports going. Any other special features, or should we go right into the albums we have selected for this week?
Any special features? No, I don't think so. Straight into the main content.
Let's do it. The first January 2024 release that we're going to talk about is Sprints. And you told me about this, and I hadn't heard about them. You introduced me to them, literally. It's the first I heard of them. And then they've gotten some indie rock press since. But you, of course, were ahead of the indie rock press.
Well, good. I always like to be. Yeah. They played at South by Southwest. You must have missed them. The first year Amanda came, so what was that, 22? Yeah, March 2022.
I definitely did not see them, but they're supposed to be coming back this year, so maybe I'll see them. But you won't, since apparently you are not on the South by Southwest guest list this year.
Yeah, that's true. But it's okay. I think you've got to keep things fresh by changing up your annual schedule. I'll enjoy it more in 25.
Yep, sounds great. So anyway, Sprints from Dublin. And they do kind of sound, you know, it would be interesting sometimes to hear a band and not know where they're from and then try to guess it. But they do sound pretty Irish, I think.
Yeah, I think so. Something that, as we were saying before, just with the Just Jones, it's nice to have that different accent because there's so many UK, or I should say England and American bands without too much differentiation in the accent. So I always appreciate it when you get the Scottish and Irish and, of course, Australian.
Right.
Something a little bit more interesting.
Yep. So the new album, which is it their first full-length album? I think they have some other stuff.
Yeah, I think it is. Yeah. Yeah. First full-length.
It's called Letter to Self. So I'm nominating you, Craig, as the curator this week to make first pick for each band. But I've got three picked out, so it'll be fun. But I'll play off of your picks.
I'm pleasantly surprised by this. That's why I nominated it for us to talk about. When they played in that South by Southwest, which is nearly 2 years ago now, they're very punky, very loud, a little bit thrashy, I guess, and raw. This, dare I use the word professional? The production is really good, really good songwriting. It definitely is. They call themselves garage punk, and you can't really define it any other way. I think that's a pretty accurate one. It's still loud, and it's still fast, but it's really good. I think it's very good music for that genre, so let's have a listen and see if we all agree. I'm gonna go with track 10, Up and Comer.
Away your name like it's a noose around my neck. Slipped a rope to fall just right into the net. I wear a smile like it's a runner. Your disguise like a badge of honor. They say she's good for an up and comer. Say she's good for an up and comer. Wear your smile like it's a runner. Your disguise like a badge of honor. They say she's good for an up and comer. Say she's good for an up and comer. Swim the seas between paranoia and disbelief. I reach the surface, but the air is hard to breathe. I wear a smile like it's a runner. You're despised like a badge of honor. They say she's good for an up and comer. Say she's good for an up and comer. Wear your smile like it's a runner. You're despised like a badge of honor. They say she's good for an up and comer. Say she's good for an up and comer. If you feel like a drum, if you feel like a heart. She'll fire for you still, I swear to God, she'll make a start. They say she's good for an up and comer. Can I please
That's Sprints.
Yeah, a little bit raw garage punk.
Yep. Yep. Very skilled choice of a deep cut there, number 10.
There you go.
Yeah, that's one of the good ones. It took me a little while to sort of adjust to their sound. And in some ways, the album, I think, gets stronger as it goes. It starts out, it's so dark. There's a thing about, like, should I cut off my head or something like that at the beginning? I'm like, okay, it's a little dark. But then, yeah, it picks up, and it's pretty dynamic. A lot of the songs have that start off kind of slow and then totally rock out kind of thing. All right, I'll make a pick. Let's play number 4, Shaking Their Hands. Prince.
Yeah, you picked out a more textured and somewhat more subtle track.
Right. Yep, I did. Not just a pure rock out song, but yeah. I thought it was pretty cool.
I think I just couldn't get the idea this of Hole, the Courtney Love band, out of my mind. I don't know if it's fair or not. I guess that Hole had to be much maligned, but they're not entirely bad.
Oh, no, they have some great stuff, I think. Yeah. And sometimes it's hard to distance yourself from the media personality of the performer.
A bit like I think it was in, I don't know. Yeah, it's a tricky one. best not to say too much, I guess.
Yeah. All right, one more track from Sprints.
So we've had 10, we've had 4. Why don't we go for track 2, Heavy?
Can never go wrong with track 2.
Track 2, always an important track. Goes 1, 2, 3, goes 1, 2, 3.
That's Sprint's, the new album, Letter to Self, getting 2024 off to a rockin' start.
Yeah. Can you imagine seeing them in a small, tightly packed, sweaty venue where they're really rocking and the crowd's getting into it? I think it would be quite electric.
Yep. I can definitely envision that. Sounds cool.
Hopefully they could pull that off at South by Southwest. You'd have to let us know.
I will. I'll have many live reports, hopefully. Okay, there we go. We're one for one for 2024. Let's see if we do an average of between 2 and 3 a week. Would be well over 100 albums, right, for the year? Maybe like 120. So just think if we go 120 for 120, that'd be pretty good, right?
Pretty good record.
All right, let's go to the next band. As curator, do you have a preference who goes next?
I think it has to be Lancome. Keep up the Irish connection.
Lancome, also from Dublin. And I have a funny story about Lancome. I was giving my son a ride home from work. We work about 3 blocks away from each other, so I typically give him a ride home. So I picked him up one day. He said, I found this new band, and they're not really my usual style, but I really kind of like them, and they're called Lancome. And then he said that basically he thought that he had discovered this obscure thing, so he's feeling kind of like, this is cool. And then he started researching them, and he figured out that they were the Guardians' number one album of 2023. Did you know that?
Yeah, that's quite embarrassing. Maybe we don't talk about them anymore.
So he said, like, I'm not cool anymore. yeah, Lancome. The album is called False Lancome.
Here we go. Well, yeah, bringing the hits. I was listening out for all of the correspondents' top tens and looking at the listeners' excellent top tens as well. And then I thought, have we not talked about Lancome on the podcast? So I went to the search function on the willsband.net website. No, I thought, well, we better correct this because this band is, the Guardian number one album of the year, and they're playing in pretty big venues now here in the UK. So not long before they're big in the US. Maybe I can help with a little bit of that.
I found this to be very traditional Irish folky, more than like most of the stuff that we would listen to. So it was definitely a change of gears a little bit for me.
Yeah, it's a strange one. A couple of observations on that. The first thing is, your son was like, it's not the kind of thing I would normally listen to. I have a friend who really likes them, who recommended them to me last year, about halfway through the year. His favorite band is W.H. Long and Working Men's Club. He likes electro stuff. He doesn't like this.
Yeah, that's interesting.
What is it about this band and this particular album and set of songs that people who would not be listening to folk music ever, usually, will... There's an edginess to it, isn't there? And a darkness, I guess.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Well, what should we start with?
Wow. There's lots of fun things here. I was going to go... I really like On a Monday Morning, track 11.
Change for me picture paper on a Monday morning. Wrong end of the week for a smile. Wrong end of the day for being civil. There's many a saint would be a devil on a Monday morning. Oh, where is the weekend now? Where is the whiskey and beer I tasted? Gone the same way as the pay I've wasted on a Monday morning. If only the boards were...
That's Lancum.
Well, sheer brilliance. I absolutely love it. The lyrics are so funny, but it's not supposed to be funny, I don't think, really. But too early in the week for a smile, too early in the day to be civil. Very good.
Yeah, that's pretty good. There is the last track, 13 minutes long, and about halfway through, it just turns into this sort of noise thing.
Yeah.
It's like deconstruction or something.
This is the edginess. Yeah, so it's not just a series of 3 or 4 minute folk songs, is it?
Right.
The track one descends into that noise as well.
Mm-hmm.
We were just doing some DIY, listening to this. We're putting together a bike shed, and I had the electric screwdriver out. And Amanda said, just do some drilling. It matches the sound of the drilling on this album. It's quite funny. But there you go. Normally, you wouldn't find a drilling sound on a folk album. So.
Right. And that makes – I don't know anything about their live shows, but I was reading that they have dynamic live performances. So, could be interesting stuff. So, all right, I'll make a pick. Let's go with track 5, Newcastle. And I'll cut in about 30 seconds or so because it's kind of a long intro. Here we go. As Lancum from the album False Lancum.
Yeah, what are your impressions of this, Will?
Well, I mean, I think you said it pretty accurately. It's kind of a little bit edgy Irish folk. I can grasp the tracks that are like not 10 minutes long a little bit better. But maybe if I gave it, you know, I only listened to the whole thing through like twice. So I can't say that I've like completely absorbed it, but yeah, it's good stuff.
Yeah, 1 hour, 10 minute album. It's not immediately graspable. Yeah, it's interesting. It's obviously very superbly well done. But then you think it's an obvious idea for a modern band. Oh, let's just do Irish folk songs. But so you wouldn't necessarily think it would be as popular as it's proving to be. It's just interesting.
Right. Yeah, it's interesting that sometimes a band can put a certain personal touch on some style, and that gives it crossover appeal with different people, which is interesting.
Yeah.
All right. One more track. What are we going to play?
I have at least three I could pick, and I'm really tricky here. There's a great instrumental at number four, Master Crowley's, but I'm going to go, I like any New York connection I can find, so let's go for number eight, The New York Trader.
To the New York Trader I did belong. She was fit for sea, both stout and strong. Well manned, well rigged, well fit for sea, bound for New York in America. On the 4th of March we did set sail, all on a sweet and a pleasant gale. With hearts undaunted we set for sea, bound for New York in America. Our cruel captain, as we did find, left half of our provisions behind. Our cruel captain, you'll understand, meant to starve us all before we reached the land. As our captain in his cabin lay, a voice came to him and this did say, prepare yourself and ship's company, for tomorrow night you must lie with me. Our captain awoke in a terrible fright, it being the first part of the night. Loud for his bosun he did call, to him related the secret song. Bosun, says he, it does grieve my heart to think I've acted a villain's part, to take what was not my lawful due, for to stab the passengers and the ship's crew.
That's Lancome.
Yeah, great stuff. I'm hooked.
Did we do it justice? We didn't really play the noisy stuff, but the noisy stuff comes like really late in the track usually, after several minutes.
I'd say 3 or 4 minutes at least into track one, and then several minutes into the last track. Yeah, so what is some of these? 8.5 minutes, 7 minutes, 13 minutes, 7.5 minutes, another 8 minutes.
Yep. One of the tracks, I did like track two, because I always like track two, and it had a little bit, it reminded me a little bit of Fleet Foxes. Maybe they were doing harmonies or something. But, and that was another band, wasn't it, where they kind of did this sort of folky thing, and all the indie rockers loved it. So, including me. So I'm, you know, it's not like we were duped or anything, but it's sometimes something just kind of grabs you. One thing that was that way that I never got into was Joanna Newsom. Did you ever listen to Joanna Newsom?
No, it's not my kind of thing.
Yeah,
it's funny you mentioned that, though, because I just put all of this together with the kind of artsy stuff like The Guardian. If you like Joanna Newsom and Fleet Foxes and Bon Iver, Lancome is for you, and you're going to love it. There's no way you can not love it.
Yeah, it's great. Fun stuff. All right. We've got one more. One more Craig-curated pick, and this is a very interesting one.
We're not quite going to the vault yet, because that will come later, but it's kind of the vault, isn't it?
Right. Yeah.
The Jasmine Minx.
So I remember the name, and when you told me about it, I thought, the Jasmine Minx. God, I think I heard of them. And then, of course, I researched them a little bit. And they were they're from Aberdeen, Scotland, which is very interesting. And they were on the legendary label Creation Records in the 80s.
That's right. Founded by Alan McGee. Quite a ridiculous... if you could name a band. Jesus and Mary Tane, Teenage Fan Club, Slow Dive, Orange Juice, Urban Collins, Primal Scream, Oasis, My Bloody Valentine, Bob Mould. Did we keep going? Boo Radley's. Yeah, incredible.
A lot of those I never realized were on Creation Records. And I did look at that list. And I sort of associated them with the little more underground type 80s type stuff. But obviously they went way beyond that. So the Jasmine Minx had four albums in the 80s on Creation Records. And then they came back with two albums in 2000 and 2001. And now, 22 years later, they put out this album in 2023 called We Make Our Own History. I don't know if I ever listened to him back then. And I only know all this stuff that I just mentioned because I researched it. Mm-hmm. So, yeah. So maybe you have more Jasmine Minx history than I do.
Not much more than what we've just said. I knew they were on Creation, and it's a name. You know, when you go to shows at the Lexington and that venue I was talking about in my live report earlier, the London indie pop scene and Indie Tracks Festival, it's just a name that you know in those kind of circles. And I think by the time I was going to shows in London, this is the first album they've released when I've been, you know, listening to music and going to shows, because those other ones are more than 20 years ago.
Yeah.
The previous releases. So, yeah, this is the first time I've had a chance to appreciate their new material as it's coming out, if you put it that way.
Yeah. So let's play a track. What are we going to start with?
It's a change of mood again. We started with Sprints, with the garage punk, and then we went to the Irish folk, and now we're going... Well, let's see what the listeners make of it. We can talk about genres. Track 10, Dancing Till Dawn.
Jasmine Minx.
Well, I'm going to call the genre indie rock. Some time ago, we had a listener writing in. He said, bring back the indie rock. Well, here we go.
It is a different vibe than a lot of stuff we listen to. And in some ways, it's sort of outwardly poppy, right? But yeah, it's fun. A little different from what we usually listen to, I think. So we're branching out a bit on this podcast.
I think they just have the great hooks, great guitar sound. He's not the best singer. I hope no one will be offended if I say that.
I agree. Yeah. Yeah. It's kind of like, it's not really intended to be like featuring the vocalist, you know, it's just songs and they've got a guy who can sing them. So he sings them, you know.
Yeah. I'm just the guy who sings the songs. Don't blame me.
Yeah. All right, I'll be predictable and go back to track two, because it's got kind of a catchy chorus kind of thing. So here we go. It's called Kill.
I was out walking around, people
Catchy track, I think. The Jasmine Minx.
Just indie rock with a little bit of a pop leaning, that's, as you called it. I think that's right.
Yep. And if we had indie rock cred, we would have gone back and listened to the 80s albums so we could make a comparison. But we'll have to leave the listeners to do that. Maybe there's a listener or listeners who actually listened to them in the 80s. They can tell us more about them.
Mm-hmm.
So... yeah, always great when the aging rockers come back.
Yeah, that's why I thought this was a fun one. I saw it on a few end-of-year lists. I thought something a little bit different to go back and listen to.
All right, one more pick. This is it. The pressure's on now.
Well, track one's a nice pop ditty, but track one, you know, it's the first thing anyone would listen to if they picked this up. So let's go for track six, You Broke More Than Just Your Mother's Heart.
Sued by the scars and you broke more than just your mother's heart. Going right back to the start. Good vibrations, motivation, and not a strange philosophy. She hangs on my wall and stares back at me. Stirs latent memories. Crazy Tilly boys will be. I feel a positivity, a cute sense that pulls from you through me. We're you and you are we. By the gates, faith and beauty will always be seen by the scars and mark. You broke more than just your mother's heart. Going right back. Still stand free, wherever it is you might be. Is the pain all gone, released? But the-
Another good pick, the Jasmine Minx. The album is called We Make Our Own History. And yeah, that's what they're doing, making their own history. Are they playing live gigs, do you know, these days?
Yeah, there's a couple. Where did I find this? Not in America, though. On the Bandcamp page. Can I find it here? Here we go. Do-do-do-do. April the 20th, The Waiting Room, London. There you go.
Sounds good.
Maybe I'll be there. Can I do it? Hope so.
All right. Let's declare ourselves 3 for 3. I think we should, don't you think?
Yeah. Why not? There's no one really here to question us, so.
Right, exactly. Okay. So, good to get 2024 going, right? And even if we have to go back to a couple 2023 albums. But those two that from 2023 that we played this week were not in anybody's lists. And you, but I hadn't read that Guardian list, so I really hadn't seen these albums on any lists. So
You kind of undermined my credibility there, because listeners will just think, oh, Craig saw that in The Guardian's number one.
Right.
And he just tried to pretend he found it.
Took the easy way, yeah, exactly. Okay. Well, this is the time in the podcast where you'd think it's over, right? Except that it's not really, right?
There's always more. Always, always more.
It's the bonus song of the week. It's the bonus song of the week.
I've got a really fun one. So maybe I'll just go first. Then you can get the glory of the last selection. Sound good?
Sounds great to me.
So I only follow the social media kind of loosely and maybe sloppily, in the sense that I'll see something and I'll kind of follow up on it, and then I'll forget who I saw it from and who to give credit to and all that. So I made a mental note here that I have to credit this guy who, for some reason, I'm following on X, formerly known as Twitter, a guy named Jason Miles, who has really good musical taste. And I think he's probably got a lot more indie rock cred than I'm giving him credit for, because I just know him as somebody that somehow I ended up following because he recommended good things. So a week or two ago, he was promoting this album by a band called The Finest Drops. You ever heard of them? They're a UK band. Well, I have to look it up now. I think they're from Newcastle upon Tyne, pretty sure.
Oh, yeah. We had a song about Newcastle from Lancome. Oh, it's Newcastle, though, you have to say. But yeah, I always get that wrong.
Newcastle, not Newcastle. The castle part is the accented part.
Yeah.
Okay, good. That's good to know. That's where they're from. And they're called The Finest Drops, and they're sort of described as a DIY shoegaze band. But Jason Miles was saying this album came out last year, and it just didn't get the press that it deserves. And so I listened to a little bit, and I thought, man, this is really good. So I actually bought it on Bandcamp, and I'm going to play a track. This is actually a 2022 album called To Live Between the Worlds. And I'm not even sure to what extent it's made its way to the streaming services, but it is on Bandcamp. So anyway, The Finest Drops, and here's track two called The Old Ways.
Thank you.
The Finest Drops. This seems like a band that should be getting more attention.
Yeah, I should say. Incredible. From the UK. Yeah.
Yep. Not quite in the backyard barbecue at Ipswich, but, you know, not that far, right?
No, they need to come down here.
So keep your eye out for them.
Yeah, I have a friend, British Sea Power connection, called Mark in Newcastle. He's from there, so he would never forgive me. He's a manager of bands and runs, I think has a share in a venue and a little label, so maybe he's aware of this. So I'll have to ask him.
All right, let's find indie rock stardom for the Finest Drops.
I'm going up that way in about 2 weeks to see Half Man, Half Biscuit.
Oh, another. That's great. Oh,
I'll
that's
see
awesome.
If I can put some ear to the ground about the Finest Drops while I'm there.
Some random time when I'm back in the UK, I'm going to just happen to be somewhere where Half Man, Half Biscuit is playing, right? That would be great.
Yeah. It's something you should experience at least once. It's always
seems
good
like
fun.
It. Yeah. All right. Do we have a bonus pick, Craig?
Yes. Well, I would like to pick a song by the Just Jones, because we were talking about them. And it's one they always play live. Just, I think, one of my favorite songs when performed live that I've ever seen by any band. I've built it up too much now because this is going to be a recorded version. But just to give the listeners a little taster, because it's not a band that's played that much. So the album was from 2012, called Buckfast Bottles in the Rain. Buckfast is this, how do you even describe it? Extremely strong alcoholic drink, but you can only get in Scotland, I'm pretty sure. It makes you go very, very silly indeed. And the track is number 7. It's kind of reminiscing about university days that weren't what the singer David hoped they might be, I think is a good way of putting it. Did I say track 7? Friday Afternoons, Down the Union.
Friday afternoons, down the union. I've been trudging to my lectures all week, looking forward to this. Can I have a pint of Guinness? Friday afternoons, down the union. The same old guys chatting about the same old glasses. Did you fancy in your classes? And by the jukebox, along with Claire Stocks, I try and guess what tunes he's gonna pick.
Just Jones.
There we go. And when they play it live, the chorus there, the whole band comes in and harmonizes together. It's very, very, very effective.
That's cool. Yeah, fun band. They've been around a while. And like I said, I remember liking their album. And I have to go back and listen to it. the one from 2020. So, or was it 22? Now I don't remember.
No, 2020. Yeah.
2020. All right. Did we give the listeners their $0 worth this week?
Yeah, I hope so.
I think we did. And we didn't ramble on too long. This will probably bump just a little over an hour. Not bad.
Oh, giving enough without giving too much. You've got to leave the customers. Well, of course, it's free, so there's no custom. Leave the listeners wanting more.
Right, exactly. So we're going to try to get 2024 to, you know, continue to roll along. So there's pre-production has begun for next week, although many already questions remain to be answered. So, all right. Thanks, Craig. Good to see the new Ipswich studio. Glad you put the $10,000 studio upgrade to good use.
Yeah, we need a lick of paint in here and some cardboard cutouts, but
yeah, if you can't find a Paul Weller life-size cardboard cutout, you could maybe try something like Anurag's fancy flaming lips display that's like multi. That thing's really cool. I don't think the listeners have ever been able to see it, but anyway, whatever it takes. But it's looking good. It's a good start for the Ipswich studio.
Thank you very much.
All right. I guess we'll sign off, but come back soon, Craig. Listen to more music and go to more live shows so you can come on the podcast and have incredible, valuable content to offer.
Thank you. I was looking at the upcoming releases, and I saw one or two that have got my interest for February. So I'll be back soon.
Great. All right. Let's talk to everybody again next week with another edition of Will's Band of the Week. Good night.
Good night.
The Will's Band of the Week podcast is brought to you each week from Fourth Bedroom Studios in Madison, Wisconsin, with correspondents from the United States, Canada, England, and Australia. You can subscribe to the podcast on Apple Podcasts, Google Podcasts, or anywhere else podcasts are found. All of our episodes can be found at willsband.net. To contact us, send email to willsband@yahoo.com or find us on Twitter, Facebook, or Instagram. Our theme music was composed by Grant and performed by Grant and Will. Thanks for listening.